Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Leveled Up Podcast for the first time in about 3 months. I am Nathan, and I'm joined, as always, by Josh.
Hello.
And, as always, the old favourites, Gareth and Glenn.
Hello. Guten Tag.
Since the new year is upon us, we thought it would be a good idea to look back at the games that have been created in 2017 and bring out our top 10 best and our top 5 worst. We are including games that had major updates or improvements in 2017, as well as games that have actually been published this year. So it's most likely makes logical sense to start from the bottom and work our way up. So we're going to be starting with the top 5 worst, if that's okay with the other lot of you.
Yep, sounds good.
Or not.
So does anyone want to kick off our top 5 in particular? Does anyone want to shake it up?
I think one of like the most known as like being a bad game would be Battlefront 2.
Yep.
Especially so we probably start with that one.
There's like EA's just in brackets.
Yeah.
Should we add that bracket in as well?
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah. So he wants to shit on it first.
Who's got the most experience on it? Probably Gareth.
I haven't played it, like, but I've seen all the sort of stuff they've done, and it's just jibbered. Like, I'm sure the game would have been fine had they not done the stuff with the loot boxes.
Yeah, pretty much. Loot box is bad.
Any loot, like, I'm fine with, like, kind of cosmetic loot boxes, but when it gets to the point where it actually feeds into, like, your performance in the game, that's when it's sort of bad, like, having a unlock Darth Vader at the very start of the game when it first came out for like 10, what was it, like 40 hours of gameplay or something like that? Or $80?
Think about it. It gives you a sense of pride and accomplishment.
Exactly.
To unlock Darth Vader after like however many hours it may require you.
That it also gets you minus 660,000 up downvotes, like, so.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It gets you a world record for the most downvoted comment ever on Reddit. Which, funny enough, if you look at all the most common, like the top 10, about 6 or 7 of them are EAs.
Which, I mean, why doesn't that surprise us?
I know. I feel like it should surprise us, but today is a sad day. So are we done discussing why we hate Battlefront 2? Or...
I think everyone has like their own reasons for hating Battlefront 2, just EA in general.
When it actually like was initially released for maybe like a few weeks, everyone was like really liking it and like praising it and stuff. And then after maybe a month, whenever they added like all that DLC stuff, it just like they knew it was going to happen. They knew they were going to get all the hate for it. But they still went ahead and did it. And then they tried to make up for it by... I can't remember exactly what they did, but they tried something to make up for it. And it just didn't work at all. And it was just really stupid, to be honest.
I think they could have just left it at the very first release and just people would have been happy enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. So that's why it's on here. Yay! So who wants to pick out their next worst?
I mean, we've talked about EA, so why don't we talk about another like mediocre developing company, right?
Bungie.
No, Ubisoft. you know,
good call.
For Honor. just For Honor.
Any particular reason, Glenn?
Well, there's always the fact that you buy the season pass, obviously you get the new heroes a week early, but in that week the hero, they don't fix the hero, they release them brokenly overpowered and then nerf them after that week.
Yeah.
So, like, for the first week that they're out, everyone's playing them, and the game is just unplayable because the characters are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even at that, it took them, like, 2 seasons to nerf Centurion after he was released.
Fair.
Whenever, like, from his release, everyone knew he was broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't small things, it was obvious.
And, you know, the AI. Just to say the least, the AI is bad to the point where they had to make it cheat to be able to play against you. Like, the AI can make frame-perfect blocks, which, yeah, like, normal players would have no chance of doing.
Well, normal players, maybe not, but esports, like, come on, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, they made competitive Dominion. And, like, anyone who has played that game knows that Dominion is just, like, you just, like, pour in some salt, just dump a truckload of Dishonor, and there you have Dominion. Just stick, like, three flags in a map. There you go. Oh, sorry, no. Not some salt, like, the Dead Sea's worth of salt.
Quite a lot of salt is what we're trying to get across here.
And that amount of salt comes from each individual player. So think of like 8 Dead Seas worth of salt in a Dominion match.
Are there any dedicated servers for it yet, or are they still doing player to player connection?
It's not dedicated yet. They have finally released a test for dedicated servers, but they're not actually in the game yet, as far as I'm aware.
Why?
Because.
Because
Ubisoft. They're like, pretty sure they're too focused on Siege at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just don't care about For Honor.
Yeah. Well, it's gone so far in the shitter. Can't really.
For Honor was definitely one of the biggest letdowns, biggest upsets of 2017, because when it was like first announced at E3 in 20. Actually, I think it was 2015 when it was first announced.
I think it was, yeah.
It was so, there was so much hype for the game, and everyone was so hyped to get it, and then like it just flopped. Like,
yeah.
I actually went to buy it. I had like, it was like £44 when I went to buy it, and went to buy it in a local retailer, and thankfully I didn't. Thankfully, because it's an 18, and I didn't have any ID on me. They wouldn't actually sell me it, so thankfully I didn't buy it, and I used my money more wisely.
Game like Battlefront 2.
I feel sorry for Casper, who bought the season pass to that game.
Ooh. Yeah.
I have a number of friends that bought the season pass. I mean, like, I actually have a number of friends that like enjoying like the game. So.
Yeah, it's okay for like the first game, and then. Yeah. The salt kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, salt's good for your heart or something. No, it's not good for your heart.
It's not good for your heart.
It definitely is one of them, like, kind of, not trolly, but you kind of could call it trolly in a way where, like, you look at it and, like, it does generate so much, like, hype, but it's all false because it's just because we're getting into the era where everything looks so good. And like Ubisoft presented it so well in trailers and whatnot, and just generated so much false hype. And huge letdown for 2017.
Pretty much. I think we've stomped on that enough.
Fuck you, For Honor.
Right. We're on to our number 3 spot.
Yep.
Number 3. So who wants to take a stab at it?
Destiny 2.
Okay, it's Destiny 2 it is.
Yeah, Destiny 2. Get the 3 most known ones out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I play. I have the game. Didn't buy the game, but I have the game.
He is licensed share for anyone confused.
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
I don't even know. It's about to get invaded by nephews, but no. Where was I again? Oh yes, Destiny 2. See, if it's like if you take Destiny 1, remove like all of the random weapon rules and stuff like that made the game like good, and then re-release it with like a slightly different story.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about Destiny 2, not Battlefront. but yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I don't know. It was just a letdown. Like, mm-hmm. from, like, the first time, like, I played, like, the first bit of it, finished the story and thought, really? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what did they do? Release, like, a, I don't know, what was it, like, $20 DLC, which had 8 missions, 2 strikes, and a small social space.
Mad.
Well, social space, which sort of doubled up as like an open area to explore with enemies and stuff, but really it's pretty crap.
See, I played through the story for the first time. I was like, that was pretty decent. But when I made my second and third character and had to play through the story again, I started to realize like just how bad it was. Like, it had the same problem Destiny 1 had, where all the missions felt too repetitive. So it didn't feel like you were actually progressing at all.
Yeah,
take my word for it. I did get to the max, like light level cap for it. My main character.
I just stopped playing before I reached that point. Like, I played it a little bit when the new DLC came out, and then went, "Oh yeah, this is why I stopped playing this game." Basically, it's the same reaction I have after my like first Dominion match of For Honor. It's just like, "Oh yeah, this is why I never play you."
Pretty much.
Like, I guess it kind of allows you to grind whatever way you want in Destiny 2, but to be honest, like, the PvP side is pretty terrible. Like, it's just not fun to play because
the PvP is mediocre.
Yeah, so they changed the Titan Striker ability so that he can run around with it, which just makes it pure cancer.
Oh yeah, I know the pain of being chased by a Striker Titan, just this like blue ball of electricity just ready to slam his fists down on you.
Yeah, like it was bad enough that he can do it once. The fact that he can run at you and do it again if he needs to is stupid.
Yeah. And then the shadow shot. You can fire it about 8 times before it runs out now.
Yeah.
But they've removed like all tracking from its arrows, so it's like impossible to hit anyway.
And if you get it just right, you get the entire thing back and can just shoot it again. Because that's not broken at all.
Oh, what about the 6 shots rapid fire golden gun?
Oh yeah.
they haven't fixed the hit detection on it. I shot behind someone and killed him. Like, he was flying through the air. I shot where he was, and it killed him.
I think another problem with Destiny 2 is they continue to recycle, like, old exotics. Like, no, I want new stuff. I don't want to use stuff I used in Destiny 1 already. Like, it's not interesting to me anymore.
I've been there, done that.
I got what was like Shinobi's Vi from an engram from like Cade.
Yeah.
Like, oh right, that's an I was playing with someone, they're like, oh yeah, that's a new exotic. I'm like, no it's not. I used this in Destiny 1, I know how crap it is. It's like, oh, your skip grenade is slightly better and you get one more of them. So useful for me who uses a void and not an arc subclass.
See, it's sort of the case of, like, they just can't be bothered creating any new ideas, and then they just pass it off as, like, oh yeah, you guys love this one, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, if you want to give us something that we loved, just, like, re-release the good version of Gjallarhorn.
Exactly.
Like, everybody loved that weapon, because, you know, it just melted bosses in, like, 3 rockets. 2 if you were lucky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I guess I'll finish off with the PvE stuff. The fact that you don't even really need to do the raid, which is supposed to be like this important thing you do with six players, but no, you don't even need to do that to get to the highest level. You can just sit on like a random planet and do these occasional events every like couple minutes and spam them until you get good stuff.
Oh yeah, did you hear that they broke the Three of Coins?
Fucking of course I did.
No, because you know the way the Three of Coins are meant to increase your chances of getting exotics for like a certain amount of time? It lasts like 4 hours now. But for those 4 hours, like whenever they released them for the first time like a couple weeks ago, but for those 4 hours, they removed your chance to get exotics. So for 4 hours, you couldn't get exotic drops. And there were people who didn't realize this and got like and were just like using one every 4 hours, so they weren't getting any exotic gear.
They did the exact opposite of what they did when they were released in Destiny 1. In Destiny 1, there were two and you'd get exotics so often. So in this game, they just removed the exotics whenever you used it.
It's I don't know. Like, this is what happens when this is what happens, Bungie, when you stop making good Halo games.
Right. Are we done with Destiny 2? Or
yeah,
I mean we could go on, but it'd probably last a bit too long.
Yeah. I'm just thinking in the interest of time. Let's just
Let's
just we have like 12 more games to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so he wants to take our next worst, I believe.
Actually, I just want to add a little anecdote to bash on Battlefront 2. on the midnight release of The Last Jedi, I went to, basically, you know, the cinema, the screen was filled with like loads of Star Wars fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously before the movie, trailers and stuff come on, and the trailer for Battlefront 2 came on, and everyone booed the trailer for Battlefront 2. Just an eruption of booing and hate towards that trailer, and it was really funny. Anyway, yeah, that's it.
Right, so Garth, I believe you suggested these other two games, so...
First... Ooh, do we want good old early access issues, or do we want loot boxes?
Early access, we'll go over that.
Yeah.
Well, Daisy is the game. The game, you know what, I thought it got released this year, but to be honest, I looked at it and I seen early access reviews still, and I'm like, did they not release it? Because there were like news stories like, oh, they're finally going to bring it out of early access. Well, they clearly haven't bothered.
Yeah.
So, there's plenty of stuff that the developers said they'd add to the game. They said they're going to add cars. I don't even think that's a feature yet.
It's a bug, instead.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the mod was actually quite good for Arma 2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Arma 2. That was quite good, and then they tried to make it standalone.
Mm.
But modders didn't know how to write any of the stuff that was built on.
Yeah.
I think there's a big problem.
This is why modders should stay modders.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know how to write code effectively, just stay where you are.
Yeah. Basically.
So, like, I think the first one with Daisy is, like, it's not that interesting, to be honest. Like, that's the problem with a lot of these games like this. It's just, you wake up and you hope to God you don't get shot on sight by that random guy that just so happened to be by your spawn.
Yeah, or just so happens to be like way up on a hill, like with a sniper rifle, and those the exact spawning locations.
Yeah. Oh, you find a town. There's five guys here. Have fun finding anything.
Yeah. Without like a bullet to your skull.
See, I kind of enjoy Rust, but I don't enjoy Daisy because there's really no need for zombies in the game. They're not even a threat. Like, the only time they are a threat is if they catch you by surprise and hit you once and you just start bleeding to death.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, and you barely see them anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I know.
You see one per, like, a giant city.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a version of the DayZ mode that brought in, like, hordes and everything.
Yeah.
And that was good. because it basically just moved around the map. Essentially, it was just one massive fucking horde that could take on like an entire town. But like,
yeah, that would have made it interesting. That would have made it so people wouldn't just kill each other on site for loot. They'd actually try to work to together, so yeah, they don't get killed by a giant horde. But since the zombies aren't really the threat in the game, there's no reason.
Yeah. I think that's the only real big issue with DayZ. I think that and their player base is a bit shit.
And the developers just not adding features in that clearly should be in.
That leaves our final game, Shadow of War, as well. For our worst list.
I'm playing Shadow of War at the minute.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Don't worry, Glenn. It's fine for the most part, but then you get to the final act where you need to grind for ages or buy loot boxes to actually get the ending.
No.
That's the problem of the game. The fact, first of all, loot boxes in a single player game is already bad enough, but the fact that you either have to grind for hours or buy loot boxes to get an ending is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They may as well have just sold the ending as DLC.
I don't get it, because there is like, oh yes, this bit is online. You can fight someone else's character. Like, yeah, okay, sure, but I don't control these. These are AI controlled, so it's not even PvP.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, see, this person killed this like captain killed this other player. How about you go and kill him? Avenge this other player who you don't know is just sort of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna complain about the legendary loot that I get as a reward, but I mean
sure.
It was like an online vendetta mission or something. But it's like, yeah, you just load into this area and fight that guy instead of, you know, fighting him in your own world. It's apparently their world.
Yeah.
But it's just okay, we've spawned this guy in. We'll pass it off as their world.
Yep.
See, that's the thing. I don't think they should have like online features like that in a single player game. Like, I would be fine with maybe a multiplayer mode where it's like a proper PvP mode set off in its own wee bit. And where it actually makes sense, like not everyone is the exact same character.
I think I'm about to get invaded, hold on.
I think in single player games, like, the whole point is you're the main hero and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you start bringing in, oh yeah, save this also very important hero, which is apparently almost as important as you, like it doesn't really help out. Kind of breaks the immersion a bit.
Awesome.
What I do like, though, in Shadow, like I have to say I do like, is the Nemesis system. That's one thing they did pretty well.
Yeah,
but if you want Nemesis system, honestly, just go to Shadow of Mordor. It's
oh yeah, my Nemesis from Shadow of Mordor has showed up twice already in Shadow of War. I have killed this guy five times. Four times in Shadow of War, twice in Shadow of Mordor, I've killed him six times. Before I recruited him, like, the eighth time that I fought him. Because I shamed him the seventh time.
And I believe that's us done for our top five worst.
Way.
I know, it's amazing, isn't
it? I know. We're a third of the way through it.
Get all that salt out of our system.
Right.
Salty.
Still salty.
Because hopefully our best shouldn't be as awful. So he wants the number 10 spot.
There's 11.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, there's 10. I counted wrong.
Yeah. number 10 spot.
Their intellectual D&D character can't come.
Yeah, shut up.
I would say GTA 5. Personally,
it's decent.
Yeah,
but it's online still really awful to play.
Mm-hmm. It's online's alright to play, but then again, we mostly session hop until we find like a small. I'm about to get invaded.
See this list here, I couldn't really like put them in like a top 10 because I haven't like played all of them, but I mean GTA, like it's still in my top 10. I wouldn't put it at the bottom, but yeah. GTA, like, although it's a game that's over 4 years old now, like it's one of my most played this year due to like the content that's been coming out and like just like a couple more friends. Like, it's definitely a game you want to play with friends. Like, like the story mode, like, it's quite interesting, and there's a bunch of Easter eggs you can do and what you can figure out and whatnot. But the online, definitely you want to play with friends. Like this, the new content that's come out, like the new heist and whatnot, and new weapons and new vehicles and stuff. It's like really fun to mess about with friends and whatnot. But like, especially when, like, there's the Mastermind Challenge, which is like complete all the heists on the hardest difficulty with no failures, no deaths. Like, that's something like to really work for, and that's something that's like quite fun, to be honest.
You know, the new heist for that Mastermind Challenge is just
It's hard.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Especially the last one, like the Act 3 finale.
But like, it's still it's definitely a game that, you know, it's still staying strong. Like, it's definitely the game that Rockstar, you know, discovered microtransactions, seeing as they were releasing a game every year, haven't released one for 4 years now. Although Red Dead 2 comes out in spring 2018, actually, I think.
I think it's like first quarter, they said, maybe. I don't even remember now, though.
I'm hoping that's going to be really good. But yeah, like there's obviously like something keeping the game alive for like people to always be playing it and stuff. So, you know, it's still a really good game. And especially adding like loads of free content that they do add.
Free content. free updates with stuff that's priced to the point where you might have to end up buying it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's it. They're like, because they add, like, you know, a new heist, you know, that gives the option to get like a fuckload of money to go buy the new items, which is, you know, it definitely adds more playability. But we'll put it
yeah, that's more.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have like bought stuff in GTA before, like, so.
Yeah, I've bought like a couple of shark cards before, but yeah.
Yeah, I only buy them when there's like event on or something, for like, because there was one over Christmas for like 150% more cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got like 3 million for like £12.
That's pretty good.
The one problem I have is like one of the planes in the game is like it's like a solid gold plane, is 16 million. But the highest shark card is 8 million, which costs like 60 odd quid. So it's 120 quid to get that.
Yeah.
Which I think is stupid.
Yeah, I think actually the jetpack is 16 million as well.
No, it's only like 2 million and something.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Bombushka, though, it's like what, 4 million something? Trade price?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But the Bombushka is a good plane.
So, off from GTA 5 and on to actual games that have been made this year, who wants to take their number 9 spot?
Gareth, what would you pick next?
I guess I'll just pick Call of Duty World War 2, since that was actually released this year. I could have trolled it from there and just been like, Team Fortress 2! But nah.
Oh, you mean like older Overwatch?
Yes, so I've never played any of the Call of Duty games, so
seriously?
Yeah.
Not a single one.
Not the like a decent level. I've had like one like match of like one of them. That's it.
A match of one of them.
Yeah.
And yep, you have good enough experience, yep. Let's have him talk about this. <one. laughs>
Yeah, no.
Yeah, World War II.
I mean, like, if you've played one of them, you've basically played them all, because they're all the same.
Fair.
True.
So yeah, why number 9?
It was better than I expected. Like, it wouldn't be one of my top games of all time, but the fact that it's a Call of Duty game and actually being quite decent this year It's pretty nice.
Especially going back to boots on the ground.
Yeah. I think that's what's really helped them out, is like going back to...
Definitely a selling point on it.
Yeah, going back to World War II setting rather than continuing to go into the future.
Yeah.
I played the closed beta for World War II, and I really... I don't actually own World War II. I was going to buy it, but then decided not to. But I played the closed beta, and it seemed pretty good, like, before, like, it got released, and then it got, you know, a bunch of feedback from the community from that, and progressively upgraded, and full release was, like, a lot better. And yeah, it's just the whole community, like, looked at it and was like, it's better than what they expected, so.
Yeah, it was a nice little surprise, basically.
They've improved a few things as well, like, usually when the first weapons start appearing in supply drops, people get worried because microtransactions and all that. But this year it seems to be fine because, like, you can actually earn them through another method rather than just having to spam supply drops until you get it.
Yeah,
and especially for the first, what was it? Yeah, like a month, there wasn't any, like, weapons and supply drops. It was all cosmetic stuff for a month, which people really enjoyed. And there's the whatchamacallit, is it the headquarters it's called?
Yeah,
like that, like the hub before going into a match. Like, a lot of people, like, enjoy that whole aspect of things, where you got, like, the shooting range and stuff, like, there's little Easter eggs around that island kind of thing. People like
the headquarters isn't, like, amazing, but it's all right. Good. Mm-hmm. Like, considering
it's something, like, new, like. Yeah.
Because at launch, there's a lot of issues with it where you just spawn in and there'd be no one around, so there's really no point to it. But then when they actually got players in, it was nice. Mm-hmm. You could actually do the 1v1s and all.
Mm-hmm.
Right, should we tackle the other game of that era, Black Ops 3?
Yeah, probably best, yeah. This is one I suggested, and, like, although, you know, it came out in 2015, it's still, like, a lot of people played it more than Infinite Warfare, because Infinite Warfare came out in 2016, but a lot of people still continued Black Ops 3 because Infinite Warfare was just shit.
It's a very aggressive shit.
but it needs that kind of aggression.
It was a really good game, like, throughout, and especially, you know, adding, like it had its, you know, initial, its four DLCs, its four, like, big DLCs every other month after release, and then that took it into, like, early 2016, and then summer 2017, out came the Chronicles DLC, which the zombie fans of the Black Ops series just went into an uproar, and, like, that DLC, it was so good. Like, that's definitely what kept me playing, like, a lot more than what I would have if it hadn't been released. Like, that DLC was incredible.
Yeah,
to be added.
I probably would have bought Chronicles, but I just never play the game as much as I used to, so I wouldn't have had a point to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had on PS4 is what I bought it on. You know, I've got three friends that are, like, big zombies fans, like, as well as me, so, like, you know, we were always playing zombies, and, you know, having them, well, not 8 new maps, but 8 remastered old maps that, you know, new graphics and new physics and whatnot. Like, it was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
We became friends, like, during Black Ops 3 days. So, like, we didn't play all them old maps, like, together, like, years ago. And then to have them be remastered, and then, like, these, like, it was incredible. It was incredible. That DLC, like, definitely changed, like, a lot. It was good.
I think the only problem with that DLC for me was that they missed out some of my, like, favorite maps, like Mob of the Dead and all, simply because it wasn't part of the main zombie storyline.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go on for like quite a few hours on why they didn't put that in and why they didn't put this and that in and
storyline
stuff. But but yeah, Mom of the Dead was remastered. It just wasn't put in. Jason Blundell, head of Zombies, said it just wasn't put into this DLC. So like it could come out in the next COD or whatever, but it was remastered.
Zombies Chronicles 2.
Now with even more loot boxes.
But yeah, like Mob of the Dead was definitely remastered, so we could still see it.
Oh yeah, the fog rolling in memes are back with COD World War 2.
Yeah.
All the way back from Black Ops 2.
All the way back from Origins.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, fog rolls in, Jason Blundell.
Yeah, fog rolling in.
Everybody loves fog rolling in, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so speaking about first-person shooter games, it kind of should have died down by now. How about Team Fortress 2, even though it is third-person? But
what do you mean, even though it's third-person?
Is it first-person?
Yeah, it's first-person. Three. You can't edit it out now.
Team Fortress 2? Oh, I only play Overwatch.
So yeah, Gareth, why don't you discuss why it deserves the sixth?
Yes, tell us about older Overwatch.
Ray! Someone do it, please. Someone do it. I think it's great because it's been out since like 2007 and it still has a decent player base and it's been getting continuous updates.
Yeah.
So that's a main point, like, to actually get content that isn't stupid content. Like, they do seasonal events and all, like, every year, and that's alongside, like, major updates as well. Like, casual and competitive matchmaking, which... It was not a good update, but it was an update, I guess. Then they brought it back alive by bringing the Jungle Inferno update, which was a good update. But now everybody plays Pyro, which is an issue, and I don't like it, and I want the contracts removed.
Fuck my.
Yeah. Also the fact that I feel team composition actually means something in this game sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. If you play competitive, but who wants to play 6v6 when you can play like 12v12?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. I think just like the main thing about TF2 is it's stayed good throughout the years.
Yeah.
It's aged very well.
Yeah.
It was starting to die at one point because it wasn't receiving any updates, but then the Jungle Inferno update came out and everyone just came back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because they were finally bringing out like new weapons and all and like new content.
Totally. Yep. So, which game to tackle next? That's my question.
Are there any more first-person ones that we can... tackle while we're on the topic of like first person
game, but
yeah,
sort of a
guys, yeah. Should you defend Prey whilst I ruthlessly stomp on it? Yeah,
no, I haven't played enough of Prey to like say anything on, so I'm just gonna sit here and listen.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it at all, but
apparently
Gareth did, so.
I just thought the cars were interesting and stuff like that, because I like Dishonored, but then this game adds like so many more powers than Dishonored does.
Yeah, it's basically Dishonored in space.
Yeah.
With a slight horror like esque thing in it as well.
The one thing I like about it is like choice kind of matters quite a bit, because one of the first main characters you see, January, you can kill him right at the start and the game just changes so much because like, you're no longer getting like constant updates like, oh yeah, go to this place, go to this place. Like, it's just pure silence the whole way out, and it kind of like creates a sort of creepy atmosphere about it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You can choose to let people live or kill them, And like there's an achievement for killing every single person on board the ship. So if you really I don't think so anyway. I think you just need to kill like every single person. So you can go around the entire place searching for each person and slowly killing them off one by one until there's no one left. The only thing about that is you could go around and kill everyone, and then you could pick the ending where you save the ship instead of blowing it up.
Yeah, somehow.
Which makes no sense, but...
Ah, well. Slight oversight. To me, I just thought the game was very dry after a while. I felt like about three quarters of the way through, I felt it was just a bit samey. I don't think it was going anywhere.
Did you complete it, or...?
No, I got bored.
Nah. it sort of... It gets a bit interesting towards the end, like...
Yeah, because I felt it got, like, really, really bad. Like, about midway. I felt it just didn't attract my attention at all anymore, so... I let it go.
Did you get to the point where the guy tries to cut off the oxygen supply?
No.
Ah, well, that's where it starts kicking off. That's where it gets sort of decent.
It basically got to the point where you're up on the top level.
Ah, yeah.
And then from there, I was just kind of, can't be bothered with this shit anymore. So I wasn't.
I kind of liked the fact that you could just go out and do a spacewalk, but I guess, like, it was just a case of you flying about. There was nothing interesting out there.
Mm-hmm. It was basically short or quick travel. Quick travel? Fast travel, that's it. It's a case of fast travel.
Yeah.
So I think that's why Prey is shit, since Gareth's muted his mic and can't defend it. So let's go back. Oh god, he's back. I'm going to very quickly talk about RimWorld. I don't know if... I know Josh, no Glenn, no Gareth.
No.
Yay! Basically the only game where you can find someone has a psychotic break and locks himself in a room and blows it up. There we go.
I can talk a little bit about RimWorld.
Go for it.
I mean, it's in space. That's about it. That's about all I can talk about.
Space. Well, that's sold to me. There you go.
No, it's like a challenging version of Dwarf Fortress, except for graphics and interesting.
Yeah. And space.
Yeah.
Space. And space.
Space. Gotta go to space. Space. We're in space. Space. And if none of you's got that, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
I've got it. Mainly you've played nothing but Portal 2 on Steam.
Shit. It was on sale.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah, but it was only like a quid.
You could buy the original Half-Life 79p.
Or Fez for 69p.
Oh, 69p?
Yeah, I bought it, played the first 20 minutes, didn't like it. But anyway.
At least you only spent 69p on it.
I know. Why don't we tackle... PUBG?
Yeah, I was going to say PUBG. On the whole first-person shooter thing, because you can't go first-person on that.
Oh, can you?
You can go first-person, but... It's
not recommended.
You can only do it with framing downsides.
Yeah, like, the only reason for framing downsides and trying to actually shoot someone from far distance, otherwise there's really no reason to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys tackle 5? Played a bit of it, but not a lot of it. So
I've played a couple of games, but it is a fun game if you don't get murdered the second you drop.
You own it on Xbox, Glenn, do you?
Yeah. Again, didn't buy it, but have it.
Yeah.
Because of license transfer.
Wasn't there there's a lot of issues with it on Xbox, like on release?
If you don't have the Xbox One X, you're at a disadvantage already.
Yeah.
because it takes longer for the normal for like the regular Xbox One to load the textures and everything, which means you can't get into buildings and stuff won't load in for like the first minute that you're on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've seen all depending on where you drop, it's still not performing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it performs better though.
Yeah, but not enough to warrant buying it on Xbox at all.
Yeah. Well, me and my friend came like 8th with one kill between us. Cause we found like a bike and just rode off. Found some like little bunker place and just sat there as people were driving past us. And eventually we came 8th after being murdered by some guy with a scar. Like a scar, I think it was he had.
Yeah, but PUBG was actually, you know, it was definitely
a fun game.
It was king for quite a while. Like it was definitely like the top game, like played. It had I can't remember what exactly the stat was, but it had like the most concurrent users of all time.
Yeah, it had like a million at one point.
Yeah, it was like 1.2 million users at one point. At one time playing the game.
Yeah, I can see why though, because it is a fun game. It's good just to mess about on. Although I'd say it's a lot easier to play on PC because the inventory menu on console is just mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah, PC master race.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm looking at it right now. Apparently, there's 2.9 million players playing it right now. Today it peaked at 3.1 million.
That's a big number.
That's incredible.
And in comparison, Dota 2 has only peaked at 700,000 today, and that's the second highest.
Wow. God damn.
Jesus Christ, that is actually...
Yeah.
Considering Dota has like a massive base on it as well, normally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's incredible.
We've got 3 games left. Which one's going to take the next spot, I wonder?
Hold on, what's left? That one. And that one. I can talk about Overcooked for a bit if you want.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Number 3.
Overcooked it is.
Well, I mean, these aren't in like a 10-to-1 order.
Yeah.
Of best wishes. Just the order we're picking them in. But Overcooked came out. I know that early access was late 2016,
yeah.
But I can't remember if the full game was released in early 2017 or not.
It was,
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
But I played the shit out of that game. Like I completed it like quite soon after purchasing it. Like I bought it on digital download, so I didn't have to wait for a disc or anything.
Yeah.
And like I played it. I completed it with just 2 people. The whole campaign, bought the DLC, the 2 DLCs, completed them, 3 stars at every level. Incredible. Like, it's a game about teamwork, about, like, strategy and time base, and
So it's basically D&D without D&D.
kind of, in a sense, yeah. It's definitely, like, communication heavy. Like, it's multiplayer, local
mm-hmm.
multiplayer, so you have to be like in the same room.
The best kind of multiplayer, in my opinion.
Me and three of my other friends played it. It was incredible, just shouting at each other constantly. Go get this ingredient, cook this, blah blah blah. It's a really fun game to play with like multiple friends. Just because you literally do, you sit there and you're looking at the screen, and half the time you don't know what's happening because your friends don't know what's happening, and you're just constantly yelling at them to like telling go do this, go do that, while you might even be looking at the wrong person. You're like, why am I not moving? I'm like, and then you figure out your friend. You're like, why are you not fucking doing anything? That kind of thing. And, like it's hectic, but it's so fun.
Yeah,
that game. And yeah.
Right. Shall we pick out Warframe next, I think?
Do Gang Beasts, because that's sort of a similar kind of category. It's a party game, but rather than working together, you're trying to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Unless you play the waves mode, but no one plays that. Mm-hmm. We all just want to beat the shit out of each other. We don't want to help each other.
I actually want to really get Gang Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got on PC recently. I just need some friends to play it with.
Is it on console?
It might be. Don't know.
I think it is. No, it might be.
You could check. I can go look.
Yeah, have a look and see if it's on PS4. I'll buy it after this.
It is on PS4. On PS4.
I'll buy that and we can play it next week then if you want. Oh, but we've only got two controllers, so never mind.
Anyway, yeah. Why is Gang Beasts amazing, Gareth? Since you've played it, I haven't played it, but I really want to buy it. So,
well, it's just fun. Like, it's not like those fighting games where you need perfect skill and all. Like, you need to time your hits right. You need to know all these combos and stuff. It's just fun. It's fun to play. It's like human fall flat, but the controls actually feel good, and it's not stupid puzzles.
Yeah. Thank you, Gareth. Thank you. Yeah, but I find Gang Beasts, it's not as serious as most fighting games.
Yeah.
You can just have a laugh.
I think it's better than most fighting games.
It's more accessible.
Yeah, and then there's special stuff you can do on certain maps. Like, there's a map where there's two elevators, and you can punch the cables off them and have them fall right down.
There's one with trucks as well, where you have signage just keeps on coming up and you have to duck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, more fighting games need to do interesting stuff like that, because a lot of it is just competitive, when really it should be fun.
Yeah. Which is fair enough. So, on to our last game, and it is indeed Warframe. It's a game about war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Well.
Yeah, I believe. Josh, have you played Warframe?
Very minimally, yeah.
So, everyone here has played Warframe, I think.
Oh, God. I've played a lot of Warframe.
Yeah. I haven't played it in a few weeks, but I need to get back on that shit. So, Glenn, since you seem to be most experienced, why do you love it so much?
To be honest with you, I don't know what it is. It's just the fact that you can just... Right, I'll go here, I'll do this mission, I'll do this kind of mission, and I'll just go through and just destroy. It's just that sort of feeling that you get of just just walking through a ship in this, sort of, this machine just... killing everything.
If you ever want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, there you go, play Warframe.
I think the thing I like about it is just there's so many planets and all to go to. It's not like you're limited to only four or five. There's 20 odd probably.
Yeah,
there are quite a lot, and then there's a bunch of missions on each one.
Yeah,
and it's very well balanced as well, actually.
Yeah, I never played much of the Conclave, but the little amount that I did play, it's all right. But the PvE is definitely where the game...
the game's made for PvE.
Yeah.
There's no doubting that.
I mean, they've even, recently, they released that, the Plains of Eidolon, however you want to pronounce it. There's, so many different people pronounce that differently, but... They added an actual open world area to Warframe now.
Yeah.
A sandbox area.
Yeah.
Where you can just explore and you can fish.
You can do that in Minecraft as well.
No, but you can spear fish. It's
Yeah.
We're just sitting there fishing away. The Lotus is like, yo, go do this. We're all like, no, we're fishing, Lotus, go away.
Oh, settlement nearby needs your help.
An enemy commander has shown up. This may be our only time to capture him. Yeah, but we could do that, Lotus, but we're fishing.
We could capture him, or we could capture some fish, you know?
Take your pick.
Fish all the way.
Fish every time.
100%.
I think they've like integrated it pretty well because they've actually made it part of the main quest line sort of thing now. Okay. Like, you need to do it to get to Mars. Because I was playing on PC, because obviously I only got the PC recently. So I'd been playing on PS4 previously. But then I wanted to get to Mars, but you actually have to go through that part and do a quest to actually move on from there. So
I somehow managed to skip that though.
No, I don't. I just don't think it was in the game yet.
I managed to skip like all the junctions and just have everything unlocked because I played Warframe like well before Spectres of the Real. So I already like before it was just you beat the boss, you get the next planet or planets depending on which you're on. So I already had like all pretty much all the planets unlocked by that point. So whenever Spectres of the Real came along, it was just like, yeah, go do this.
I just remember, but, though, like, my like, favorite moment, I got the Paris, wasn't it? Yeah, Paris. On the first junction, headshot the boss, killed it instantly. Before it even got to finish its lines, dead. Next one, dead, instantly. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I was sort of like going through all the junctions doing that. It's like, okay, this is easy enough. Gets to Pluto Junction, looks at boss, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dead, not the boss.
It's the wrong way around.
I know. It took me a minute, like, hold on a second. How did it go from, like, me one-shotting them to them looking at me and I just collapse?
Yeah.
Then again, it was, like, a massive specter, so.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I like about it is the customizability. Because there's all these different Warframes you can pick from, so there's bound to be one that you're going to like.
Yeah.
And then they're like they're releasing like new stuff every while. They're releasing like new another Prime Access, so that's like a new Prime, more Prime weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like vaulting and unvaulting different primes, so it's like they're taking some out of rotation and bringing others that they had taken out into rotation, so it's constantly like
constantly changing.
It's constantly changing stuff. One thing I don't like though is that they made the void redundant. Like the void used to be where you went to get the prime stuff. You got keys from bosses and stuff. Like how you would get relics now? That's how you got keys.
Mm-hmm.
Which let you into void towers to get your stuff, get your like exotics. Now it's relics, which are just like, why? What's the point? You can get like more things because each person's relic can get different like pieces. But I mean, like,
I think it's just more accessible for new players, like, because you get the void relics a bit earlier on than you actually get to the void as a thing.
Yeah, I sort of thought like the void was like an end game sort of place to go to get your primes though, so it was sort of like the fact that now there's like new players getting good prime stuff that like the rest of us had to grind for is just, it's annoying to say the least, but I mean it's still a great game.
Yeah.
See, there's probably like an issue where people were quitting the game early on because they weren't finding much good stuff, so they probably put the relics in so people would be like getting these interesting prime parts and being like, ooh, what's this? What could I get from this?
Yeah, I guess. Then again, I was introduced to the void like pretty early because the two friends that I got it with were like end game already. So I was introduced to the void when I was like MR5. And it was at like MR5 that I realized that mods and different weapons were a thing. I played the entire game up to MR5 with only a new melee weapon and I didn't know how to mod. I didn't know what these mods were used for.
Shocker.
I don't know how I got the MR5 before realizing that, but I did.
Well, I think that concludes.
Oh, such a fun game.
That concludes our top 10 best and our top 5 worst. Unless there's any like honorable mentions you want to throw in. But I think I've covered everything decent. Shit.
No, I'm alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for those listening at home, if there's any that you would have thought should have been there, feel free to send us a very angry message on Twitter, or a civil one if you feel like being normal. And just, yeah, I hope you enjoyed. And as I said as well, that list was in no particular order, so don't be thinking that Warframe's the best game of the year. Battlefront 2 was the worst.
I mean,
Battlefront 2 was the worst, but, you know.
Yeah.
Get the idea.
That's
been us, and I hope you all enjoyed level 7. And hopefully we'll see you again in less than 3 months. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Those are the done, yeah.